الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام آية المنافق ثلاثة إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا اؤتمن خان صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, together with it being a Jumu'ah, it's an occasion where we'll be witnessing two nikahs, one before and one after Jumu'ah Salah. In the khutbah of Jumu'ah, and also mainly in the khutbah of nikah, verses pertaining to what a believer, a Muslim, a mu'min should be doing, are recited, are read in the khutbahs. When it comes to the khutbah of nikah, some khutbahs are three, sometimes four. Verses are recited pertaining to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. The verse I just recited is also recited in the khutbah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that you claim to be a true believer. You have iman, you say you're a Muslim. What is incumbent upon every single believer and Muslim is the taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every facet and walk of life. Every aspect of your life. Whether it be your nikah, your marriage, whether it be your business dealings, whether it be your interaction with your wives and children, whether it be lessor to lessee, lessee to lessor, whether it be the employer to employee and employee to employer, whether it be in every aspect of your life, what must be the glaring and avowed factor in your life? It should be the taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is embedded in us, there will be no need to worry about what will be our consequences in this world and even after that. Although we should still have that concern, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, a person who has Allah ta'ala's fear and taqwa in his life, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah Ta'ala will open out ways for him. يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, Allah Ta'ala will sustain him from places he doesn't even understand, he doesn't even know about. And so many other promises are mentioned. But this is based upon a person having the true taqwa, the true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. In this verse I just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links the fear of Allah, his fear, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, Allah ta'ala links it with قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. When you speak, what Allah ta'ala's instruction is, when you speak, when you talk, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, سِدِي بَاتْ كَهُو, رَاشْتِي بَاتْ كَهُو, in Urdu it translates as that. That be straight in your speech, be correct in your speech, be accurate in your speech. Allah Ta'ala has linked these two. Today we have understood, or rather say misunderstood, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be just restricted to the masjid, the four walls of the masjid, or some jamaat khana, some musalla we enter. Thus we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those places. A person goes to Haram Sharif, in the Haram Sharif itself, in the Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi, or places that we're supposed to respect, we restrict it just to there. Or we restrict it to some time, whether it be the month of Ramadan, whether it be when a person goes for Hajj, or some auspicious day or night or time that we regard to be auspicious. We restrict it just to that. Whereas Allah Ta'ala says that taqwa does not necessarily mean that it must be restricted just to certain places, certain times. Rather, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. If you want to really depict and show your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want it to be a clear and avowed factor in your life. When it comes to your dealings, your commitments, your statements you make, be straight in your dealings, in your statements, in your commitments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this so many places in the Quran Sharif. When it comes to the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala says, أَلْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah ta'ala says in Surah Yasin that we will seal their mouths, their hands, and their feet will speak to us regarding what actions were carried out with them. Basically, our mouths will be sealed. Whatever Allah ta'ala wants it to speak, it will speak. And when He wants it to speak. But our hands and feet will bear testimony against us regarding what actions we carried out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Quran Sharif, our Prophet Ismail, alayhi salatu wa salam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيَّ. Allah ta'ala speaks to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that mention, speak about, about Prophet Ismail, alayhi salatu wa salam. One glaring, avowed factor in his life was being a Nabi of Allah, being the Rasul and Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. He was true in his promise. Whatever promises and commitments he made, he was true to that. The Mufassirin mentioned, Allama Mahali rahimahullah, Tafsir Jalalain mentions, وَانْتَظَرَ مَا وَعْدَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامُ أَوْ قَالَ حَوْلًا. That when he made a commitment to a person, to meet that person, he waited for 3 days. Obviously not all the time, but continuously coming back to meet that person. That I gave my zaban, I gave my word, I must keep to that. And some narrations say approximately a year, continuously he made effort to meet that person, although that person did not keep to his commitment, he kept to his side of it. This was the glaring factor in Prophet Ismail, alayhi salatu wasalam. Famous incident of Qurbani of Udhiyah, where he gave his father his word, Satajinuni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. I will keep to my side of the commitment, whatever be the commitment from my side you want. I need to be slaughtered. Allah Ta'ala's instruction is that I must be slaughtered as your son. I keep to that. And he kept to it right till the end. Obviously we know what happened, how Allah Ta'ala changed the situation. But the commitment, when it was given, he kept to it to the best of his ability, from his side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Quran Sharif, فَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Your commitments, your pledges, your promises, make sure you fulfill it. إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Allah ta'ala says with emphasis, most definitely, whatever promises, commitments you've made, you will definitely be questioned about it in the day of prayer. The hadith I recited, when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, Ayatul Munafiqi Thalatha. A hypocrite, a munafiq, what are his avowed glaring characteristics in life? Idha haddatha kadhab. When he speaks lies. We know how common it is today. Wa idha wa'ada akhlaf. When he makes a commitment, a promise, he breaks that promise. He goes against it. Does not keep to his commitment. وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ When he is entrusted to some amanat, some endowment, some trust, some estate, whatever it be, but some amanat is given to him, he betrays, he makes qiyanat fil amana, he betrays that trust. And some narrations mention, وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرْ One more quality is mentioned of a munafiq, a hypocrite, that when he disputes, when he begins to argue, he uses vulgar language, and how common it is today. Brothers in Islam, these qualities are so common amongst us today. When we speak, how much of lies we speak. That is why, even the angels of Rahmah, we want barakat, we want rahmat, we want the good things in life. The hadith states very clearly, لا يدرك ما عند الله إلا بطاعتي. Whatever Allah has, cannot be obtained except when you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a business, a person wants the barakat. In his home, he wants muhabbat and barakat. We want all the good things. But what are we doing to obtain that? When the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be found in our lives, in our businesses, in our homes, in our marriages, nikahs, walimas, what we have been prohibited from, we abstain. What we are told to do, we do. That is where the barakat, the rahmat, muhabbat, whatever is desired from our sides, favorable for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely send it down. So lies is something, protection of the tongue from lies is something so important that even the angels of rahmah, of barakat, of blessings, of khair, of good, stay away from a person when he speaks lies. Hadith is clear. This hadith is mentioned in Mishkat al-Masabih. إِذَا كَذَبَ الْعَبْدِ تَبَاعَدَ عَنْهُ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا مِنْ نَتْنِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ When a man speaks lies, the angels of rahmah, barakah, of khair, of good, distance themselves away from this person. مِيلًا One mile away. مِنْ نَتْنِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ Because of the stench, the smell that is caused when that person speaks, he speaks lies. The angels, he can try and do whatever he wants to get the fragrance back into his mouth. Whatever he'll use in the world will not help him. But those angels distance themselves away from that person because of that evil act of speaking lies, which we despise and disdain and look down at today. When it comes to promises, we made a commitment to pay a person at a certain time. We will go for Umrah and Hajj. But those same travel agents, those same people that we committed to, have not yet been paid. I'm just giving you an example. But there are so many in our business dealings, in so many other aspects of our life, promises are made. The creditor has a right over us. And when he questions us regarding that, we know what our responses are today. I'm still alive. I haven't left the country. I haven't let you down before. And such excuses are made that we ourselves, if somebody has to make that to us, we will get offended. But when we make it to that creditor, that person who has a right over us, that person who we made a commitment to, we expect him not to get offended. That is the second quality. And the third, when he is given an amanat and trust, he betrays that. How common that is today. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرْ When he disputes, he uses vulgar language, and we know what languages are used today. And when you tell the person you try to reprimand him or stop him, he says, anger got the greater part of me, overpowered me, what do I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many places in the Quran Sharif, He gives an example of the story of Dhul-Kifl, Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lengthy incident. There's not much time left, we still have to perform a nikah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Dhul-Kifl. He was a youngster. The Nabi that was alive, who was much elder in his time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told that Prophet, Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you appoint a person from your community, but he must have certain qualities in him. If he agrees to keep to those qualities, those characteristics in his life, appoint him as your successor. Firstly, every day of his life he must fast, keep roza. Secondly, every night he must spend in ibadah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, وَأَيْ يَقْضِيَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَغْضَبْ. That when he makes decisions amongst people, he must not get angry. Anger must not overpower him. It's a lengthy incident what happened. This Prophet of Allah then announces to the people, Dhul-Kifl, being a youngster, stood up and he agreed to that. The second day the same thing happened, the announcement was made. Dhul-Kifl stood up and he agreed to that. So the Prophet of the time called him to stay so that this youngster, Dhul-Kifl, may stay with the Prophet of Allah in his company and learn from him the good qualities and how to be the Prophet of the time. How to take over the reins of the responsibilities of the people. Shaitan tried to overpower Dhul-Kifl. That shaitan came to him at times. Obviously the entire night he was in ibadah. So he had to rest in the day. So shaitan came to him disguised as an old person. Wanting some help, seeking some assistance. Came to him at the time when he was sleeping. And for 2 days, in some narration 3 days, he troubled him at that time. Disturbed his sleep. But still, Dhul-Kifl assisted this person disguised as an old man, but in reality was shaitan. He assisted him without getting angry. Resolved his problems. Shaitan was surprised that this person hasn't slept for so many days, but still is not getting angry. Dhul-Kifl said, "Don't you know, now I've realized you are shaitan." There are many details about the story, but I've realized you are shaitan. You know when I'm resting, you know what I'm doing, you know what I have to do, what are my commitments. But I've kept to my word that I will not get angry when making decisions and assisting people. And I kept to that. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions about him in the Quran Sharif, Dhul-Kifl. According to some, his name was Bishr bin Ayyub. Respected elders of brethren in Islam, when it comes to, we have the holiday having called freedom, the day of freedom. In Islam, there is no such thing as freedom when it comes to the practicing upon Sharia. Freedom will be man zuhsi anin nar wa udkhil al jannah. When a person is saved from the fire of Jahannam, his freedom is from the fire of Jahannam and sent to Jannah. That is success. That's when he knows he is now free. When it comes to the rights of workers, when we have these holidays, these public holidays, we call it Workers' Day. Same thing, zaban, your tongue, your commitment is given. This is how you're supposed to deal with your workers, with lessor to lessee, employer to employee, in all aspects. How you're supposed to deal in muamalat, dealings with people, it is something very important. Same when it comes to nikah. It's simple to say, nakahtuha and qabiltuha, and tazawwajtuha. My nikah is done, but what commitments they are after. From the husband's side, from the wife's side. When the rights are fulfilled, when there is give and take, when there is compromise, when there is sabr, when all the good qualities are in life, you'll find that house will have muhabbat, barakat, and all the good things and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to practice upon all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having his true fear. And especially when it comes to our commitments, our verbal statements, our commitments. Outwardly it looks small, but in reality it's something great. A pious person was asked about the tongue. It's a lengthy incident. He mentioned, جِرْمُهُ خَفِيف وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. That the tongue looks small, its weight is very light. But the effect of it, the harm of it, the sin of it causes, can be very severe and heavy upon the person's scales on the day of Qiyamah.